This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene, and puzzle fans, you know what time it is. Joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Good morning, David.
So I understand there's a summary scene at your house. They're actually mowing the lawn as we're talking to you.
The perfect timing for the puzzle, yes. There's a, if you hear a whir in the background, that's the lawnmower going back and forth.
Well, remind us of last week's puzzle challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Fred Orlov of Richmond, Virginia. I said, think of a well-known retail store chain in two words. Remove one letter from its name. The remaining letters, in order, will spell three consecutive words that are synonyms of each other. What are they? And as a hint, I said the three words are all slang. Well, the answer is Office Max. Remove the M from Max and you're left with off, ice, and axe, which are all slang terms for murder.
Wow. Well, we had 470 listeners who killed this puzzle. And our winner this week, Mark Winholtz of Andover, Minnesota. And Mark, you're on the line. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Mark, what do you do in Andover, Minnesota?
I'm an emergency room physician.
Uh-huh. How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
Well, actually, my daughter Shannon and I do it together. After the first day, she said, it's got to be something like Office Max. And I thought about that overnight. And when we took out the M, she didn't know they were synonyms. But I guess I've watched a few more episodes of Sopranos than she has, and I figured it out. So it was a joint effort.
How long have you been playing?
I've been doing it for years, but I've never sent it in. But since my daughter's come to live with us, she said, well, why not send it in? So we did.
You ready to play today?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have at it.
All right, Mark and David, I'm going to give you some six-letter words. For each one, rearrange the letters to make two three-letter words that rhyme. For example, if I said tweets, T-W-E-E-T-S, you would say wet and set.
Got it.
Number one is attach, A-T-T-A-C-H.
Cat and hat.
Nice.
That is correct. Number two is papacy, P-A-P-A-C-Y.
Well, it's got to be cap, yap.
Cap and yap, good. Inning, I-N-N-I-N-G.
Nin, gin. No, that's too many N's.
Gin is right, and then it's just the first three letters, so it's N, I-N-N, and gin.
I think good. You got that one, Mark. You got that one.
Try this one. Poorer, P-O-O-R-E-R. I give you a hint. Both words rhyme with O.
Pro.
Pro is one, P-R-O, and then what are you left with?
Roe.
R-O-E, that's right. Then those are fish eggs, like caviar.
Yeah.
All right, how about sheiks? S-H-E-I-K-S. I give you a hint. Rearrange the last three letters of sheiks. What do you get?
She and ski, yeah.
She and ski, good. How about neuron? N-E-U-R-O-N.
Run.
Yes.
And none.
Oh, you're right with run, R-U-N, and then you, what do the other letters spell?
Oh, one.
Run and one, good. How about yields? Y-I-E-L-D-S.
Fly and die.
Sly and die. Nice job. Errata. E-R-R-A-T-A. What do you think the rhyme is?
R.
That's correct. So think of...
R and R.
Yeah. Tar and yeah. R is right. Good. And here's your last one. A sharp, as in the musical tone. A S H A R P.
Rap and sap. No. Rap.
Nope, there's only one P. All right, I'll give you a hint. You're going on a vacation to a place with thermal waters. What is that place?
Spa and Ra.
Yeah. Spa and Ra. Nice job.
Nice job. God, Mark, if you're as good at saving lives in the ER as you are at solving puzzles, we all should feel safe.
Yeah.
Well, for playing today, you are going to get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about the stuff at npr.org/puzzle. And Mark, before we say goodbye, tell us the public radio station you listen to.
91.1 KNOW.
Well, Dr. Mark Winholtz of Andover, Minnesota, you play the puzzle with your daughter every week. Keep enjoying it. Thanks so much for playing with us on air this week.
Thanks for having us.
Will, what do you have for us for a puzzle for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Steve Bagish of Littleton, Massachusetts. Think of a well-known actor. Three letters in the first name, seven letters in the last. One of the letters is an S, as in star. Change the S to a K and rearrange the result, and you'll name a well-known fictional character. Who is it? So again, a well-known actor, 3-7, one of the letters is an S, change the S to a K, rearrange the result, and you'll name a well-known fictional character. Who is it?
Okay, there it is. When you get the answer, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. The deadline for entries is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you can, include a phone number where we can find you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a ring, and you will get to play on air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. And Will, how's your lawn looking?
You know, it's looking pretty nice, and I didn't have to do it, so I'm real pleased.
Okay. Thanks, Will. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, David.
I love that music.